This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Storm-weary Gulf Coast residents are preparing for a new weather onslaught as Tropical Storm Sally churns northward. Forecasters from the National Hurricane Center in Miami said Sally is expected to become a hurricane on Monday and reach shore by early Tuesday, bringing dangerous weather conditions, including a risk of flooding to a region stretching from Morgan City, Louisiana, to Ocean Springs, Mississippi. The Louisiana governor, John Bel Edwards, urged people to prepare for the storm immediately. He also said there are still many from some southwestern Louisiana areas who evacuated from Hurricane Laura and to New Orleans, exactly the area that could be hit by Sally. Warnings of strong winds that could fan the wildfires on the West Coast have added urgency to firefighters' efforts. The alert stretched from hard-hit southern Oregon to northern California and lasts through Monday evening. One family that lost their home fears having to evacuate a second time because of the weather. Authorities say all the dozens of people reported missing after a devastating blaze in southern Oregon have been accounted for, but the fires have killed at least 35 people from California to Washington state, and the flames have turned homes into rubble, forced tens of thousands to flee, and shrouded the region with smoke so thick that air quality was some of the worst in the world. U.S. President Donald Trump was back in his element this weekend, soaking up the raucous cheers of his crowds. But his rally in Nevada warehouse was in open defiance of state regulations and his own administration's pandemic health guidelines. Mr. Trump on Sunday hosted his first indoor rally since June, telling a packed, nearly maskless crowd that the nation was making the last turn in defeating the coronavirus.